you know, as a at least 50% Donegal man, I'm absolutely thrilled that it's gone there. I think it's great for the county. It's not often that you get a lot of big events coming up to Donegal. You know, Gaelic football probably being the biggest thing you have up there, and now to have 100,000 people plus coming to the Irish Open next year, and the photographs and pictures and live TV pictures going all around the world. The Golf Channel will have a live studio there. I think it's just going to be great to promote and project Donegal, that I believe to be the prettiest county in Ireland. And I think the ripple effects and the ripple benefits are going to be replicating for a number of years throughout Donegal, hopefully in an economic sense.
And Paul, you're familiar with the course. Just describe it, and I mean, people have been complimenting it over the weekend, obviously, those who've been welcoming this news, but as a golfer, how would you describe the course?
Oh, it's certainly a golf course very worthy of an Irish Open, and I think it's a brilliant design. I played it a number of years ago, and I really enjoyed it. I think it'll be a real test for the best players in the world. Like all links golf courses, it needs the wind to blow. We didn't really have the wind last week in Port Stewart, and hence we have a record score because the players are so good nowadays. So hopefully bright and breezy, I keep saying, when we come to links weather, is what we need up there. And hopefully that wind will blow. That's the biggest thing, because links golf courses are made for the wind, and hopefully that's what we're going to be blessed with next year.
And what do these golfers expect, Paul, the golfers at that level, when they come to a place like Donegal, or anywhere for that matter?
Well, they expect a great golf course, which they're going to get. That's the first requirement. People talk about accommodation and all that kind of stuff, but there's a lot of places that we play. You know, we go to China and Korea and places like that, and often we sit in the bus for an hour and 15 between a hotel and the golf course every day. So all this talk about, oh, you need to have so many hotels within 5 miles and all that, is not really true when it comes to other tournaments on the European Tour. So accommodation, even as far as Derry, is going to be perfect and very acceptable. I think the biggest thing is the golf course. And then number two is the atmosphere that's going to be created. And there's no doubt it's going to be, I expect it to be a sellout crowd of over 100,000 people. And I think it's going to be, I think it's just great. It's just brilliant that Donegal, this little small county in the northwest of Ireland, is going to host such a major event.
And did you expect that it would happen one day soon, Paul?
Well, when Rory took over the Irish Open, what was it now, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, his idea was to keep it on links golf courses and to move it around the country. And I think the people up in Ballyliffin deserve a huge amount of credit for keeping the conversation going with Rory's team. I think it just shows you again the value of relationships. You know, when Rory was a junior, he used to play up there in the Scratch Cups. He was very much welcomed, and him and his dad. And I think that relationship has borne through to him now being a big superstar of the game, and never forgetting the people that looked after him. And I think Ballyliffin were very much in that mould, and were very good at harnessing and working and developing that relationship with Rory, kept themselves in the conversation with Rory about being a potential venue. And the fact that they've got a great golf course, obviously, is a huge part of it. And I think Rory is rewarding Ballyliffin for all the good times he had up there, to say, yeah, we'll give you a go at hosting the Irish Open, and very well deserved it is.
You're crucial to this as well. Your support has been crucial.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm on the board of the European Tour now, Sean. So there's a big change going on in the European Tour, as everybody knows, new change of executive. And there's a lot of money now come into the European Tour in the last 12 months, the Rolex Series, the amount of money they're playing for, and venues is a big part of our conversation. And of course, any time Ballyluffin came up at board meetings, my connections with Donegal, it was a full endorsement that I was giving. But ultimately, Rory had the big call. You know, the Irish Open wouldn't be where it is without his support. He is one of the superstars of the game, if not the number one superstar in the game. And he's got a lot of leverage within the tour. When Ballyliffin was put on the radar, it was put there by Rory. I was very happy to endorse it as a great golf course that would be very worthy of hosting an Irish Open.